This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Monday, the 20th of January. It is 12:04. Today, I'm in the studio and I'm joined by...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvini Braj.
Of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hola.
Today, we are talking about 5G. You may have noticed that our Prime Minister was up in Langkawi supervising and viewing some of the demonstrations of the 5G tech that has been happening up there. Yesterday, there was stuff. The ambulances have got 5G technology in and a few other bits and pieces.
This is virtual tourism.
Virtual tourism. Jeff is going to regale us with some stories about that. Also, I think one of the things that we need to kind of establish as well, which Jeff I'm sure will do, is how 5G is quite a bit of a leap from 4G and some of the potential benefits that we will be getting from that. So our question for today: are you 5G excited? And what are you most excited about with 5G being so close to reality? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Also, we've got news about how to spot a deepfake. And then we're going to wrap up with a little story about some wireless charging, completely wireless charging. Interesting stuff. Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, right, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir yesterday launched the 5G Malaysia demonstration projects in Langkawi, and he said that the projects mark a significant beginning into the nation's journey towards strengthening its economy to achieve a sustainable growth and sharing its prosperity with all the people. He said this in preparations to deploy 5G are progressing well since he launched the 5G Malaysia showcase. This was back in April 2019, which is almost a year if you think about it, right? So at least we're seeing leaps when it comes to 5G rollout and preparedness, because I think when last year when they announced that, you know, by 2023, all Malaysians will be able to experience 5G connections, and everyone was going like, wow, that's like, you know, 3.5 years away. But now we're at least seeing a lot of movements and, you know, all kinds of players in the sector, because 5G really requires not just a government push, but it also requires all telco providers to you know, come together and with, of course, you know, MCMC being the regulators for the spectrum bandwidth as well, right? So all needs to play a part. And also, infrastructure players, network infrastructure creators, builders, you know, they also need to come on and work with the telco providers. So everyone is sort of like gathering at Langkawi, and it is the, I guess it's going to be a 5G island very soon, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But Mahathir also mentioned that, you know, he stressed that economically 5G could actually serve as the infrastructure for innovative growth. He mentioned sectors like agriculture, education, healthcare, manufacturing, smart transportation, and as well tourism, right? So this 5G demonstration project that's in Langkawi will also have a final report by the National 5G Task Force, which will be submitted to MCMC. And this is set to make Malaysia the, I guess, the anchor or spearhead Malaysia in the 5G implementation in ASEAN. Hopefully, it gives us an edge in the race to implement things like Internet of Things and artificial intelligence. Now, domestically, the realization of 5G is expected to contribute about 12 billion ringgit to the nation's economy between 2021 and 2025. So that's like the early phase of 5G. We're looking at maybe 12 billion ringgit. And also, it's expected to create more than 39,000 new jobs. And this is according to the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. And we've already seen, I guess, you know, the evolutions of how 4G has enabled more jobs in the sense of the gig economy. What kind of jobs will be available with 5G? That is the question. And, you know, it is up for, you know, businesses and just, you know, creative individuals to explore what you can do with 5G. And then, you know, you create your own business and who knows, you know, you could be the next, I guess, unicorn with a new technology. For, you know, with 4G, we've already seen Airbnb, you know, the cloud technology like Dropbox, your Google, your iCloud, you know, locally in Malaysia, you've got, you know, your Grab, and now you've got, you know, a whole bunch of new startups that's relying on cloud services, providing cloud services because of the, you know, the innovations that we're seeing with 4G and with LTE. You know, during the 3G days, we had this same kind of question, like, what's 4G gonna do for me? It's just, you know, faster video, all right, that's cool, but, you know, I gotta change my phone and all. Now, chances are your mobile connection is probably way faster than what you have at home.
I was just about to say that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's because it's evolved rapidly that, you know, we're not having the same arguments again. It's like, oh, with 5G, is this going to, you know, I'm going to stream, you know, HD videos on my phone better than what I did before with, you know, with 5G. Yeah, that's just on the surface level. But, you know, it will become the norm where businesses will be able to, you know, provide things better. We've seen, you know, we will talk about examples that they're shown in Langkawi when it comes to healthcare, right? So being able to, you know, monitor an ambulance and, you know, being miles away and being able to direct where, you know, you've got this mobile health clinic. And the reason why you need 5G is because of, you know, zero latency and gigabits of data being transferred almost immediately. You know, they even showed virtual tourism. And in virtual tourism, you may think, oh, that's like a gimmick thing. But, you know, it's sparking an innovation. It's sparking an idea. And then hopefully, maybe, there could be something, right? So we actually got in touch with Joachim Rajaram. He's the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Digi, who's in Langkawi at the moment. So Joachim, what were some of the case studies that were showcased in Langkawi?
So one of the use cases that we're showing here in Langkawi 5G development project is a virtual reality, virtual tourism using VR, where we plant a high definition camera on the hill of, on the cable car landing station of Gunung Machinchang, and tourists arriving at the Langkawi airport are able to see the view on the mountain in ultra high definition, ultra low latency. We've done this project together with Tourism Malaysia and Malaysia Airports. Another use case we're working with is on connected ambulance, where we're working with Hospital Langkawi and Crest to facilitate real-time data transfer from ambulances as they pick up trauma victims and they're on their way to the hospital. That way, paramedics on board an ambulance can potentially transmit vital data back to the trauma units of the hospital while the patient is on its way back.
And what industries would be benefiting greatly from the initial 5G push?
What we've seen from around the world is that the number of sectors that are early adopters of 5G, firstly, we see 5G also evolving in clusters of use cases. We see that the manufacturing sector, port sector, in some countries, the defense sector and smart cities are some of the early applications for 5G. In the development project in Langkawi itself, you'll see some of those use cases along those sectors. But we also see some very interesting use cases in virtual tourism, in remote monitoring of patients.
And finally, Joachim, before I let you go, what can businesses do to better prepare themselves for the reality of 5G?
I think one of the biggest opportunities for businesses is to really kind of understand how their customers will be interfacing with technology. It allows, 5G technology allows a number of attributes. One is ultra-low latency communications, where we can transmit large volumes of data with high efficiency. Another would be the massive use of IoT, where 5G will be able to support the use of multiple sensors over a network to deliver services as well. So you see autonomous vehicles, vehicle tracking, ports, airport solutions, security solutions being able to be delivered 5G solutions as well. And of course, the third is enhanced mobile broadband, where we're able to offer high capacity at high speeds to businesses as well. So it's about trying to understand the technology and finding ways in which their own customers and their own businesses are able to adopt these attributes in delivering value to customers.
And that was Joachim Rajaram. He's the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at DG. Thank you so much for joining with us. And he's currently in Langkawi. And of course, you know, later, once the whole event is wrapped up, they will be presenting sort of like a report, a national 5G report to MCMC. You know, and again, you know, some of the examples here are examples that are just showcasing what we could achieve. It is not set in stone. You know, I've spoken to so many experts from around the world. I just came back from CES, and CES also had like an entire hangar just dedicated to 5G technologies. And everyone's doing something different just because like the key factor there, it's zero, it's almost zero latency, super fast speeds that you can transfer high speeds of data from one place to the other. That just gives you an opportunity to do different things. So just, you know, I think there's a report, like the number of devices that's connected to the internet is set to grow by 600% within the next 5 years or so with the advent of 5G, right? So just imagine everything in your vicinity is going to be connected somehow. And when they're connected, you're going to be, you know, it's the highway, right? So when you've got more cars, which is sensors, if you've got more cars on that highway, it's going to clog up. So imagine if your cars are, you know, minuscule, they're really tiny and they can move super fast. So that helps the highway to be, you know, faster and more efficient. And that's what 5G does. So you've got a lot of these sensors. So your buildings will be able to talk to car park sensors. Car park sensors will be able to talk to traffic lights. Traffic lights are going to talk to your home and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it creates a possibility. And I'm excited about the 5G. I hope everyone is as well.
Jeff's excited. Are you excited?
I am excited.
I'm excited. Christine, are you excited? Time for a break. Jack White up next with Hypocritical Kiss. If you'd like to get in touch and tell us what you're most excited about, or, you know, what interests you about 5G technology, do you have any concerns as well? Throw them our way. We can try and answer those. Let us know via WhatsApp 018 789 8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Jeff Sandu.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Our question for you today, guys, is how and what are you most excited about with 5G being so close to reality? That is our question for today. Jeff, we managed to speak to Joachim, who is up in Langkawi, the guy from Digi, of course, who's told us some of the exciting things that they've got going up there.
Joachim Rajaram is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for Digi.
We've asked you guys for some feedback, WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever. Oh, do we have some tweets as well?
Yeah, we have this from Farid, who says, I don't know what ordinary people can get from 5G tech. Does it lower our telco bill? Will it make government bureaucracy go faster? Will it make my cost of living lower? Will it make the queue at Clinic Kesehatan shorter, or the waiting time is shorter?
Yeah, so from all of those, the last two questions, like making your waiting time shorter, that would probably be a possibility. Will it make your cost of living lower? Maybe it's a possibility. Will it lower your telco bill? Maybe it's a possibility. And that's the beauty of I guess, you know, having something like 5G, which is on the horizon, is because we're able to test out and see what's going to happen. Bear in mind, 4G is not going to go away and just, you know, die. It's, you know, 3G, even until today, is still actually, you know, a very important network infrastructure for certain areas. So 4G will probably be cheaper. So if you're happy with 4G, then just go with 4G.
Over on InstaStory, Rock Bottom Financial Journey, excellent name, has said, which stocks to buy in? Interesting. We've also got Alex, who said, yeah, I can't wait for the speedy internet. Like Falls in Love, our very own Christine, said, holograms! Three exclamation marks. I am Kif. No more lag during video games, drone technology, autonomous vehicles, and robots. Then we've got, it's Amaral's high-speed 4K videos on the go. And then we've got one from Karen Cruz, who says, concerned how 5G affects wildlife like birds.
Right, so this health concern that we have with new technologies and radio wave spectrums, it's kind of like a repeat for every other you know, technology spectrum that we've seen. I remember speaking to one of my guests on Tech Talk, and I asked the same thing, because the worries of 5G seems to be a lot more on the health implication, and it's going to, you know, damage whether it's wildlife, whether it's birds, whether it's even just in our homes, right? We're going to have, most likely there'll be a sensor nearby my home. home, and you know there will be some clash of waveforms and stuff.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that that's not going to happen.
Mm.
You know, if you just do a little bit of online research, and if you read up maybe an article from a legitimate research site, you know, not some conspiracy theory thing, where you know they explain how these things actually come about and why have you heard certain stories. So like, you know, the birds example in this case, right? It's there was actually a real reason why this rumor was spread around, and it was a complete hoax. 5G did not kill any wildlife or any birds. And you know, it's the same thing with Wi-Fi. When Wi-Fi started to, you know, be available on a mass scale, and everyone's going to have Wi-Fi in their homes, and everyone panicked and freaked out.
Microwaves.
Because of, yep. Yeah, when you have, you know, what if my router's nearby my microwave, and if I, you know, decide to reheat my, you know, food last night, will it kill me? Will it blow up my house?
Or just don't stand in front of the microwave. That's still a thing I'm doing today.
You know, don't stand near in front of the microwave and, like, you know...
Legitimate concerns for people who were unaware of the science that were behind it, I think.
Yes. So, you know, don't worry so much about that, because, you know, if there is... You would trust, not just in Malaysia here, but the world is moving towards 5G.
Mm.
And you would trust that, you know, if you think, oh, maybe there will be some, you know, lapse of an area, but the world is into this, right? From countries like China, from, you know, the US to Malaysia to Japan, and, you know, all of these countries are working towards 5G and are doing research into 5G and its possibilities. And they will, of course, also look into health implications. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be overlooked. That's not to say like, it's not going to happen, so, you know, don't need to do research. They will, and they are, and they will continue to do. And for now, it's all good. So anyways, we got in touch with Danny Wong. He is the Senior Director, Telecom Vertical Asia Malaysia for Vertif. And actually, I spoke to him earlier on, and we're going to do a whole show on 5G as well. So Danny, what are the realistic possibilities for what 5G can do?
5G practically addresses three particular segments of the improvements against 4G or 3G before that. These namely are the massive Internet of Things, enabling IoT, a lot of sensors with ultra-low energies, low complexities, and actually extended to a lot of coverage that we couldn't extend before. So this creates a lot of opportunities, given that the IoT will be a centerpiece for AI, for example, smart cities, and some of the other applications as well. Now, the second enhancement of 5G brings is enhanced mobile broadband, much higher bandwidth to the users or to the equipment or to the machine itself, to a level of what optimum for human viewing. The last piece of the enhancement that 5G brought along is the mission critical control. On the wireless network, typically, we do not have the reliability, we do not have the security, and one of the most important pieces is we do not have the latency that is suitable for a lot of life critical applications, remote surgery, for example, remote healthcare, a lot of health, government or financial trusted applications, and some of the other applications like autonomous car as well. So practically, to sum up, 5G from the application and services perspective is actually targeted to give us a much better experience in all these three domains. We are seeing applications and services being created on a day-to-day basis on these pieces as well.
And Danny, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has said that we're on track to implement 5G by the third quarter of the 2020, which is this year. What are the indicators to show that we're actually on track?
There are a few prerequisites for 5G services to be launched. Number one is the licensing. Number two is the infrastructure built up. Number three is the applications, the services. And number four is the underlying testing that show that the applications and infrastructures readily be rolled out to the market. From the licensing perspective, I think the governments actually have a clear idea on the licensing mechanism. And this is one of the big pieces that have been solved. This shows that the government is practically pushing a lot, trying not to make money out of the 5G by the government themselves, but using 5G as a catalyst for the industry to build infrastructure, thus roll out services that could help the nation as a whole. Number two is the infrastructure. Infrastructure perspective, we have two portions. One is the capex required for the infrastructure for 5G, which is enormous. The second part is the deployment. So I think what the government did right is common shared infrastructure for 5G instead of waiting for 4, 5, 6 operators to build their own infrastructures. And the second part of the deployment is the network equipment, the software and hardware based on both to drive 5G new radio services. I think that part is a progressive work. The third prerequisite for 5G network readiness, these the applications and the services. This is a good piece to start off so that the 5G will roll out to the markets with the right services and the right application. Of course, we expected to see the services and the application to be growing by the days, but definitely on day one launch, this is important piece of the cornerstones as well. Lastly, is about the testing. I think holistically from what we understand from markets and what we discussed from some of the colleagues in the market, so far, actually, a lot of these applications shown promising result and performance as well.
And Danny, how can businesses prepare for the 5G revolution?
Try to be innovative, try to be creative to solve social problems, economy problems, factory problems, and enterprise problems. Leverage 5G at the underlying technology to actually solve a lot more of these issues more effectively. Look up for services to enhance efficiency, effectiveness of your respective organizations. As a consortium, as an industry, feedback what the biggest challenges and the biggest visions within your industry or within your company to ensure that certain attentions are paid to innovate and to create solutions leveraging on the 5G technologies to your respective business.
Danny Wong, the Senior Director, Telecom Vertical Asia Malaysia for Vertif. Do check out my interview that will be out in a couple of weeks' time with Danny that dives deeper into this whole thing. But there you go. You know, so like, you know, at this point in time, it's great that we have like a bed and that bed is in Langkawi. So, you know, it's, you know, take some time off, travel up to Langkawi and, you know, and try to experiment with 5G. Plus, it's a beautiful island by itself.
You don't have to twist my arm twice. You know, I love Langkawi, I love 5G, all of these things.
And it's actually really clever because, you know, it is also Visit Malaysia 2020, mm-hmm. and it's trying to bring in more tourists. And, you know, Langkawi is going through a revamped, in its own tourist hotspots, right? Like Chenang Beach area and stuff, right? And now in those areas, there's also test bits for 5G. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for you know, tourism. It's, you know, more people are going to go there, more people are going to experience, this is what 5G means. And who knows, it could be like, you know, the next kind of like hotbed of startups, just like what Bali did when, you know, a few years ago with co-working spaces and how people went to Bali for a holiday, ended up starting up a company and, you know,
living there.
So, you know, who knows what will happen.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah, but Richard doesn't like that. He likes the island by himself.
That's true. Know. But Langkawi is essentially the reason I'm here in Malaysia. And when I was supposed to go to Bali and ended up in Langkawi. How does that work?
Yeah.
Time for a break. Music up next from Dale Hawkins. It's the track Tornado. Before we take a break, though, don't forget, if you want to get in touch and tell us why you're excited about 5G, what excites you about it, let us know via WhatsApp, 0187-89-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. When we do come back, how to spot a deepfake. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.